Seatbelts, everyone!
Please let this be a normal field trip. With a friend?
No way!
Cruising on down Main Street, you're relaxed and feeling good. Next thing that you know, you see it.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Knowing is Half the podcast where we watch old cartoons and ruin your childhood.
Yeah.
I am Robert Clark Chan. We are missing Gina Ippolito. We are missing Ray Stekanis, who said that he was going to be here. Well, I mean, technically, he said he was going to be here almost 2 hours ago. Hasn't shown up yet.
I think,
says he's on his way.
I think we're getting stood up.
I think so too. I think
it's like prom night all over again.
We're just gonna. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're gonna.
That's more okay. Personal. You know
what? What?
Hold up. We're gonna get into this. But so we're gonna tie it into the cartoon.
Okay.
Because we're professionals here, and that's how we do.
Mm-hmm.
I am joined with our very special guest co-host, Eileen Mary O'Connell.
I'm so glad to be back. Hello.
Yay. And our special guest who brought a cartoon for us, it is Ann Yatko, comedian writer of Bagency and Royale, and a new, as yet to be produced, pilot. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah.
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 Tell us a little bit about Magic School Bus. What did you think of it when you were a kid? Like, were you introduced?
Yeah. Magic School Bus is one of those shows that, like, you watched on, like, your Saturday mornings, and you were like, oh, I'm learning, and it's funny, and there's, like, children of color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
You know, I was like, oh, you feel represented, and you're also learning things. And it was cute.
I don't remember learning being a positive. I feel like every time I felt like I was learning, it's like, ah, oh, god damn it.
Now I gotta learn.
Don't you put that into my head.
What is this? Knowledge.
We are watching the episode Magic School Bus Works Out. And
they get physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First off, who was your favorite Magic School Bus character?
Oh, Miss Frizzle.
Okay, what I mean, like yeah, Miss Frizzle, sure, but like of the kids.
Of the kids.
Did you identify with any of the kids?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I went back to watch it today, I didn't do my homework to remember who all these kids were.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then when I was watching through it, I was like, I still don't remember who any of these children are. So I'm going to say the Asian girl, because I'm pretty sure that's what I would have said when I was watching it as a child. And that's terrible.
Fair. No, that's fine. That's what you're supposed to. That's the whole point. It's the whole point of representation. So you're like, all right, that's mostly
that's
me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Here we go.
I think I'm trying to remember the names. We had Ralphie.
Right.
Was there a Carlos?
Maybe.
Yeah, there's probably a Carlos was the one that said like bad jokes and be like, Carlos. There was a Tim, and I just remember that because that's my boyfriend's name.
Okay, that's weird.
No. Sue Ellen, which is two names. And then Phoebe, and I think Phoebe was the one that was always talking about her old school, but I could be wrong. There's a lot of weird names.
Okay.
And then Liz was the lizard.
Right. Oh, and then there was the Janet girl.
Oh, yeah, Janet.
She is recurring.
Yeah.
She had a big role, and I was like, this seems like she does this sort of thing, but also it's in a weird... She was coaching? She was training an adult?
She was training
what
an adult.
What the F?
And there was also, like, I mean... Correct me if I'm wrong,
okay,
but there was...
I feel... No, we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that because it definitely... I'm looking in your eyes and I'm seeing the same thing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Wanda was the Asian girl.
Okay.
And then Arnold is just the little lame kid who is Janet's cousin.
Oh,
and that's
the
why
little
they,
redhead?
Yeah, that's why they look and dress alike.
Because
just like all cousins look and dress alike.
Can we just stop for a moment and recognize that Wanda... in the original draft, could not have been an Asian girl because there is not an Asian on this goddamn planet named Wanda. That was some other, that was a white girl, and they're like, ah, God, we gotta, I don't know, make her Asian. There, we got.
Wow.
But we're not going to change her name.
No.
What if she was adopted by a white family and they were like, Wanda is our most precious family name?
Then they should be dragged out in the street and shot.
Whoa!
Because Wanda does not go with an Asian face.
Well, it does in the magic school bus where anything's possible.
You know, all right, fine. In the magical world where school buses turn the size of platelets, then okay, fine. Yep. Fine.
Sure, then you can have an Asian named Wanda.
Yeah, that's the only place. And any other Wanda will be summarily dealt with.
Dang.
I will say we have this question every once in a while. Theme songs. Like, what do you think about this theme song?
Oh, this one's a banger.
Yeah. I was watching the credits and, like, you know, just looking for who was involved in it. And I was like, Little Richard sang this theme song?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What the what?
Mm-hmm.
Play it.
Play it, play it, play it, play it.
Thing that you know
hell
you
yeah.
see
it.
Octopus in my neighborhood. Surfing on a sound wave. Swinging through the stars.
Yeah.
Take a left at your intestine. Take your second right past Mars.
I'm a magic scuba.
Navigator nostril.
It's a banger.
I will say, I wrote in my notes, love this song. One of the things that I like, what I like in a good theme song is, it's bumping like that. Mm-hmm. And also it tells you what the cartoon is.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, like, the cartoon will be batshit crazy and there'll be so much backstory. Like, these came from planet Blargerdorf and now they work with this person here who's in the hierarchy of things, you know, like a duke. But this is, and then he's got multiple lovers. And and so, like, I appreciate it when a song has a good melody and also tells you what happens in the show. And that's what this does. Like, hey, you're going to a bunch of different places on this crazy school bus that can do all sorts of cool things.
Yeah.
Boom. Love it. We start out with one of these little kids.
Stroke. 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 Stroke.
Okay, can I just say, Ralphie's being, like, a really, like, bossy little bitch the whole time.
Uh-huh. 100%. I was also, like, this is that, like, his thing, or...
This is, like, in later years of Magic School Bus, where the Ralphie's voice starts changing. I don't care for it one bit. I'm like, you shut up!
Puberty is the enemy of cartoonery. It's weird that he's training Miss Frizzle, and Miss Frizzle's, like, just letting him do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the black kid goes into the water, which is, that's not a good look. Please. Socioeconomic question to be dealt with there about black people swimming in water.
Arrived.
I'm not even paying attention. Someone just showed up in the studio much later than they said they would. So I'm just going to ignore. We've been recording for quite some time, sir.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
No, don't even turn
it's
on his mic.
And I'm here now.
Don't even. Ugh. He's got his dumbass backpack and his...
I got a Coke Zero, too.
Okay, never mind. He can stay.
I got cats I'm saving. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I'm Ray. I'm some guy.
Oh, yeah, nice to meet you.
You might know me as the rude one who books something and then doesn't show up for it.
We know.
So how far are we in talking about this delightful episode of Batman Beyond?
We're talking magic.
So obviously we're talking about the one that I really am excited about, Batman Beyond.
No, you missed
the Patreon episode.
You missed the Patreon. It was just me and Robert, and we had a lovely time without you.
Check out the Patreon for that special episode.
But obviously, because of the two things we watched, the Batman Beyond was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good episode.
I would say that both of them were excellent.
Better have watched this episode, Ray.
Let me turn the page.
Don't know if this is bit or not.
Magic School Bus, what a show!
All right. Just checking.
I've heard of Magic School Bus.
Uh-huh.
Now, how far have we gotten in this beautiful episode?
Like 2 minutes.
Guys
in.
At home.
You're great.
I just got here.
Started. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Magic School Bus is a show. Hi, I'm Ray Stecanus.
Oh.
We already covered that part.
And that's Robert Clark Chan.
I will say that I'd never watched Magic School Bus, so I have no grounding whatsoever. I kind of was interested in the new Netflix just because I love Kate McKinnon.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda sings the theme song.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And Netflix does some really good original stuff. Like their She-Ra is top notch.
You know what else
love
is really show. Good? Batman Beyond.
No,
there's moving this great on. Show about this moving ink-based on. Villain that I was really a fan of when I watched it hurriedly on my breaks today.
Yeah, maybe you should have shown up for it then.
Guys, the thing about the video game industry is when you get like 2 months before your game releases, everything goes bananas.
I want nothing to do with that life.
It's great life if you only live that.
If you don't have a family?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh.
Or a podcast.
But, Ray, you have both of those things.
Uh-oh. Bad news for me.
Wait a minute, I'm getting a text from your wife here. She's saying, is Ray dead? You expected to be home an hour ago?
I'm getting a text from your baby, and she's saying, is Ray dead? I call him Ray because I don't respect him as a
father.
Wow,
you missed your daughter's first text.
Yeah.
That's real
She
bummer.
Also did voice to text, so she talks
to the talking dog. Dang.
If I may just be honest, that all tracks. So let me ask you guys, because I'm just getting caught up. What is all your relationship with Magic School Bus? Is this a show that everybody watched? Because I'd never watched it. This is well beyond when I was watching cartoons.
Yep, they had
this
already seen it.
This is 1996. Yeah,
I watched it big time.
Yeah,
I mean, like by 96, like I was already aging out, but I had watched the earlier seasons.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
96, I was 7 years old. It was the prime of my life.
Shut
all downhill.
I've been arguing 1996. It was the best. Yeah, literally, I've never been better than I was in 96.
I didn't know what it was like to have problems. I weighed so little. I didn't have freckles yet. My skin was pure.
Jesus, in 96, I was getting drunk every night and doing Shakespeare.
Well, I was also doing that.
It was awesome, and now I'm here.
Well,
I mean, this is also awesome.
Yeah.
This is basically Shakespeare.
Yeah. Because I feel like the skull that Hamlet holds because I'm dead inside.
Eileen, it's so nice to have you on the show again. Can I say that?
Hello.
If I can pull back the curtain a little bit. We've asked Eileen to be a part of the show, what, 4, 5, 6 times? And every single time she's like, I have a man now. I don't need your show.
I have a job now. I don't need your show.
Well, you might have misspelled man as job. I don't know. You know, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Either way, I get fed.
Leaving that right there. Mm-hmm. I thought we were at camp to begin this. Like, didn't it feel like a summer camp kind of environment?
No, because it's school season, right?
I know, but when it first started, I'm like, oh, Miss Frizzle has joined everyone at summer camp.
No, I thought they had crew, and that was even weirder.
You thought they had crew like they were in New Orleans team? Mardi Gras?
No.
They were part of the crew?
No.
K-R-E-W-E?
What?
Oh, are we learning about Mardi Gras right now? This is very exciting.
No,
oh my
don't.
God, everything just was so peaceful before you walked through that door.
I've heard that a lot.
I had friends in college that rode crew, and it was just a totally different world.
Oh,
they were insane about it.
I was real into boys on the crew team back at Marquette.
You know what? No,
I had
respect for
crew
that.
Boys.
Those
Marquette,
dudes
Midwest
were
represent.
Yeah, man.
I got into Marquette. I didn't go, but I liked it.
It was a great school.
Yeah,
the
a couple
team was hot.
A couple Dang. Of my roommates were crew guys, and they were shredded. But also, they got up at like 3 a.m. I was
That's
not
insane.
Having
that.
Oh,
like that. Would not like that at all. Uh-uh. Were they the Winklevosses?
Yes.
That's cool.
Great. Cool.
It's weird they didn't help you like promote things more since they invented Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I really missed the boat on that one.
Mistakes were made.
The crew boat.
The crew boat.
Mm. The crew.
That makes sense.
So Miss Frizzle's rowing, and she starts getting the hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happens during the race, I should say. Excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because first off, we get introduced to Miss Frizzle, our hero.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get introduced to Mr. Sinew, who I assumed, just based on the name and the setup, he was going to be a horrific villain. Am I right?
Uh-huh. No, I just expected him to be sinewy. You know, like lean and thin.
It's a real good
and
name.
He was the opposite of that.
He was yoked.
And did you guys recognize who played Mr. Sinew? Because no. I recognized the voice, but I couldn't place it until I saw the end credits, and I'm like, doy, of course.
I remember seeing the credits and being like, oh, that guy! But now I forgot already.
Anybody?
Dan Dolphins Marino. Quarterback.
It was Dan That's Marino, right. Star of Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
So
and,
true.
Really, I don't know, did he have other things besides that? I don't know him from anything else besides that mm-hmm. one movie where he played a football player.
He must have, because, I mean... He did a decent job here.
He was good.
Like, yeah, like you could have put some sports dude in here and it would have, you know, just been like, I want rowboat. But he was, yeah, he sounded professional. So I didn't even really think about it until I saw the end credits. I was like, oh,
yeah. Because I assumed it was a voice actor that I was just familiar with or some sort of like actor who's pulling it down to do a voice acting job. Mm. Like a Brad Garrett of the world or something, even though I know he started in voice acting. So when I saw Dan Marino, I'm like, well, hot dog. Mm-hmm. Dan Marino, the isotoner guy. Good job, Dan.
The isotoner guy?
Yeah. I love that that's your frame of reference.
Well, you know,
are you thinking of O.J. Simpson?
I am definitely. So my point is, no, he used to do isotoner glove ads on TV. It was a big plot point in Ace Ventura.
OJ had a glove ad. I remember seeing it on TV a lot.
That was a trial. That was a trial. Like,
no, he was trying to fit on the glove, and it wouldn't fit.
So he got new gloves that did fit, and that's when he got acquitted.
I see.
It's in by isotoner. I really appreciated, though, that he, when he comes out, I'm like, okay, like, well, Janet, we all hated Janet, right? Janet's a giant bag of crap. And we're all just like, okay, cool. Well, then Mr. Sinew, obviously, also giant bag of crap. And he comes out, he's like the most decent.
He's so
girl.
Nice. He's just a nice guy.
He's competitive.
A good sport.
Exactly.
He loves the game.
Yeah.
He trash talks a little bit during the game, but it's polite, friendly trash talk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to beat you in this race.
Mm-hmm. I appreciated that. But then that just made Janet so much worse.
I know.
Because she was like a wormtail, like, no, give in to your evil. It's like, I just want to, like, do this thing, like, charity mm-hmm. for kids. Just, like,
I just
stab her in the back.
I work out and I like, you know, testing myself against others
mm-hmm.
to see where I'm at as a human who's always improving.
Mm-hmm.
You must crush people. No, it's not really what I'm into, but I mean, okay. But man, it's close to home.
Oh.
Because I'm Janet.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. No, sorry. I'm Janet in this scenario with just about everybody.
I've always thought that you're the Janet of my life.
and not the decent good place Janet. It's
no.
the magic school
the
bus Janet.
The magic school bus Janet. Ooh, yeah. Where I'm like, ugh.
No, she's been calling you Janet for much longer than the good place was was around. So.
But also, but better than the Rocky Horror Picture Show Janet.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I just want, in our scale of Janet.
The Janet scale.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, wait, where's Janet Jackson? Pretty high on this, right?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Janet from Rocky Horror Picture Show is that much worse than the Janet in Magic School Bus?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Janet in Magic School Bus is bottom of the barrel for me.
You haven't heard her like, sing yet.
Wow.
Sorry, Susan.
I'm going to tell Susan Brandon you said that.
Strong work, everybody.
I'm just saying that Janet from Magic School Bus has a lovely singing voice.
But she also voted for Jill Stein.
And
so
he voted
to
for
hell
Jill
with
Stein.
That. Gracious. Okay, so they're on the magic school bus, which busts some flat tires. Little did I know in this moment, this is a plot point for later.
All right.
As they pump fresh air mm-hmm. into said tires and go about their day in a moment that I wrote and I was just in my head, I was like, well, that's non-consequential to the plot.
You fool!
Everything is consequential to the
plot. This is the magic school bus!
Yeah.
This is tighter than, like, Breaking Bad, you know? This is, everything has a place.
This is the Breaking Bad of my childhood.
All that
so much.
Foreshadowing.
So
it was weird also, though, that, the series ends with Ms. Frizzle dead on the ground.
What the F?
And the crane shot pulling away from her.
Yeah.
Oh my god, she got really into meth?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
That was the magic.
That was the magic.
It was the magic all along.
So what did you guys think of the Mr. Sinew tearing his shirt gag? Because they did it correctly, because it's tight.
They did it three times.
Yeah. Yep. Three.
And not only that, they did three times and a callback.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give it up to this gag. How many times do we watch these cartoons, Chan?
Mm-hmm.
And they set up a bit,
mm-hmm.
and then they either do it twice, and then never again, or they do it 19 times. and none of it ever... Like, you never get tight writing for a cartoon show. So for that, I appreciate Magic School.
I will say this. Like, I expected it to be much... I expected this entire cartoon to be much worse than it ended up being.
Yeah.
And it was due almost entirely to execution. Like, simple things, mm-hmm. like the setup and the payoff... Like, the rule of threes, like, there was no point where they just got sloppy or lazy, which happens so often. I don't know if PBS, like, does a better job of that or whatever, but, like, yeah, there were no holes that we almost always get.
This is a perfectly acceptable brand of edutainment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was on board for it. Like, I honestly came in being like, okay. Magic School Bus, here we go.
Yeah.
And I got like 5 minutes in, I'm like, all right, okay. And then I got like 10 minutes in, I'm like, all right. Yeah,
you mean you
yeah.
didn't like immediately get sucked in from that theme song?
I'll be honest, I wrote right here, Chan, what do you think of that theme song? Does it meet your criteria?
We already went over
this
it.
Already?
I loved it.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay. So one of the things, so they basically set up an Olympic style.
Oh
event.
Yeah, hold yes. on. Here's where we can go ahead and start talking about this.
Yes.
Oh,
come on, Mr. Sinew. Let's jog easy back to school and. Oh well, it's hard to keep those big muscles down.
So weird and creepy. And what the fuck,
okay,
Janet?
Let's. Yeah.
A little horny.
She is definitely a student. At the, what is this, an elementary school
uh-huh.
level?
Is she so a student?
Like fifth grade or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like 23 at least, year old man.
Oh, I think he's 42.
He sounds it's, 42.
It's Dan Marino. It's clear that he does not have any sexual interest towards her.
Right.
Thank goodness. She wants to pork his brains uh-huh. out.
Oh, absolutely.
Lord, absolutely.
She's not the only one, because later in the episode, you get a couple of the other little girl students who are kind of like those... big rippling muscles mm-hmm. and it gets weird again, whole new round of upset.
At least though it's not just like a normal teacher and like little girls like hot for his cock. It's
hot for his cock.
Like this mm-hmm. dude rips out of shirts just
shaking hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somehow this act of shaking hands tears his pectoral muscle shirts apart. Like, that's strength.
Yeah. I mean, that's a thing that's going to awaken a child's budding sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to blame them at all. But that sort of weird master-student relationship being flipped with her being the teacher is what further complicates the issue. Whereas like Ralphie and Miss Frizzle, just like is she what? Why is she letting him do that?
Letting him do
like coach her,
yeah.
Oh, because she's you know what, and this is very clever way to teach. Is that sometimes the best way you can teach somebody is have them explain it to you, and then you can correct along the way.
Mm.
And so therefore you're sort of testing their knowledge, and then you can fill in the gaps where it is obvious that they do not
have.
He
has no knowledge.
Oh, man.
No, but she's still letting him go, and like, so she can fill in the gaps.
I'm surprised he didn't...
There's a lot of gaps to fill.
I mean, yeah. Yes.
He has nothing but gap. He is just one giant gap.
Nothing but gap is the name of a mall I want to open.
Nothing but gap is the name of my David Letterman biography.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
Nothing but gap.
No, I hate this already.
Here you go. It's the third one. You better nail this.
Yeah.
It,
pressure's on.
So there's a big event that happens.
Swing and a miss.
Wow.
So we've decided this is like Olympic style, what do they call it? The teacher-athlon?
Yeah.
Teach-cathlon. Teacher-athlon. It was something dumb.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I want to call the big gap the year you spent in Europe between your high school and college years.
Did you change nothing but gap to the big gap?
I was hoping it would work.
No, it didn't.
See, it wasn't going to work anyway, but at least I put something on the record, is what I tell people when I'm ashamed of myself. Okay, so the big teacher-athlon, first off, this is a huge event. They have sold out basically an entire fairgrounds worth of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just, this is an assembly.
Yeah.
Like you take all the kids, like, fourth period, let's go do an assembly.
Let's go watch two of our teachers race.
And this is the part I never understood. Why is it only the two of them? Why is it just why is it just a showdown between Frizzle and Sunny?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that like this is the finals and we went through a bunch of previous people that got eliminated slowly.
Okay. Like American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. fine television.
Uh-huh.
And holy moly. So excellent.
It ain't no Sasuke.
I knew.
Whoa,
there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't know people could unicycle like that.
I cannot find it anywhere, which makes me very sad.
Yeah. Was it Unbeatable Banzuki? That's what I'm thinking of. Is that the same thing?
That was the Americanized
version of
Tiger Lilied version of. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Who could pogo stick like that? Much less 30 people. I love it. Anyway, guys, check out that show on YouTube. Anyway, so you got 2 out of 3 races. Okay, here we go. We got rowing. We're going to start with rowing because she's practicing rowing in the beginning. We're already paying it off. Tight writing. She's winning. She's racing. She's got they got a kid in the boat cheering them on or something, which I thought was a little bit weird.
As you do.
Not very aerodynamic having a kid at the aft of the boat.
But it's both of them. They're equal. They both have a kid.
There, yes, so. To be fair. And so she's winning because, you know, she's got the team. She keeps talking about the team, which is her organs. And she suddenly gets the hiccups in the middle of rowing. What? How does... Chan, you're a scientist.
Yeah.
How does that... How would you ever... How?
Apparently, this is part of the learning process. she gave herself hiccups so that she could teach Ralphie that he doesn't know shit. And he blew it for her. Because he doesn't know anything about the circulatory system.
Well, this is why you pay for a good coach. whatever you get for free, you take what you got. Because she says, I'm getting the hiccups. You're my coach. We're in the moment. We're in a race. What should we do? And he says, hold your breath.
No.
Because he has never held his breath in his life. So doesn't understand.
Doesn't understand the exertion while holding your breath.
Yeah.
Makes you pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Been there. Let me tell you. Look, that sandwich was very, very large.
I'm just making unbreakable eye contact with you right now. I'm furious.
So she loses the race because her muscles break down.
And because Ralphie's an idiot.
Ralphie's a goddamn fool. But again, she did listen to him, but it was a teachable moment.
Also, she knows that she fucking owns Sinew. She's like, I'll give you this one because you know I'm going to win these next two, right?
Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
With one hand tied behind my back, I'm going to crush you, motherfucker.
Well, this is where she teaches the very valuable lesson of athletics. You have to breathe. That's good.
I never would have thought of that.
Strong knowledge.
I didn't know before I watched this episode.
Thank you.
Every time that I exercise, I always tried to hold my breath the entire time.
Uh-huh. And to be fair, you know, I used to do a little lifting back in the day, everyone. Brag much? Yes, I do.
Wow.
And one of the things...
About drinking beer?
I think he's talking about that sandwich again.
It's a very heavy sandwich. but the first thing they teach you when you have someone helping you, because God willing, you have someone helping you, is you have to... Because you want to hold your breath while you're shoving the thing up.
Yeah.
But you should never do that because you will die.
Mm.
You will drop it on your windpipe and you will die.
Mm-hmm. No thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, not suggested.
Pass.
Been there. But it was a very heavy sandwich. Rule of threes, nailed it.
Oh,
okay.
God. Oh, man.
I like that I sit down
not
everyone's
very far
body
into
language.
This episode.
Just,
I just want to put that one out there.
Just changes to shame. So let's go to the magic school bus, everybody.
Beep, beep.
Learning time. We're gonna now. What is this device, Chan? Do you have the sound drop for this wild acronym?
This is the Supreme Team Analyzer manifesting internal networks automatically, or stamina for short.
Not bad.
All right. Yeah.
Pretty clever.
We've heard a lot of terrible acronyms. For example, the G.I. Joe episode we watched last week, which refers to the what is it? The man-powered fusion generator, otherwise known as, of course.
Map.
The map.
Yep.
No.
Go ahead and put it together. Sound it out.
Manpower Fusion Generator. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The acronym is MAP.
Obviously known as the MAP.
This is season two.
Is there a silent P at the beginning of Generator that I wasn't aware of?
Pagenerator.
The French version. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
great.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Pagenerator.
So
Olay.
We.
France is very, very close to Spain, uh-huh. home of the bullfights.
Uh-huh.
It would make sense there could be a French matador mm-hmm. who still says Olay.
Mm-hmm.
Eileen, culture this man.
I'm very cultured. I've been to Disneyland Paris.
What?
Yeah.
Say no more.
Mm-hmm.
G.I. Joe will return after these messages.
Here on the Magic School Bus, it's a wild ride certified. Places where you couldn't go unless you were inside.
Call a human brain.
Get on board the Magic School Bus and take a trip inside the brain.
The brain controls everything.
I see what you mean.
Miss Frizzle's on the nerve bridge.
There's more in your brain than I thought.
Travel inside the heart.
It's really pumping.
And to the eyes and ears.
Look at this.
On the Magic School Bus.
Scholastic's the Magic School Bus Body Safari Playsets. Each sold separately.
Now, back to G.I. Joe.
So the stamina is basically just a fancy X-ray machine.
Yeah.
Yes.
X-ray machine. So she stands behind it and you see her.
Give you flashbacks to Slim Goodbody, if any of you were scarred by that as a child.
It was very upsetting. Was that Richard Simmons or a guy who just sort of looked like Richard Simmons?
In the 70s, like, all Jewish dudes had curly hair and were skinny and weird looking like that.
And they all wore those outfits for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. It makes going to an Orthodox church real strange in the 70s. anybody here? Slim Goodbody? Y'all remember?
No.
Hi, we're
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead and Google it. It's this dude who dressed up in a unitard that made him look like the Visible Man. Like had like
muscles and organs.
Also, it's so creepy. And it was a regular show where he would just like talk about stuff and he would just be wearing that the whole time.
Okay, you guys remember how like Saturday morning cartoons back in the day?
Yeah.
And you remember how they started at 7 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. With the kind of the crappy ones they put, and then 8, 9, 10, you get the real good ones.
That's your prime time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they started at 7. Slim Goodbody was on at 6:30.
Okay. I'm on board.
That's Bill Nye, I think they also kind of wedged in there in that same time slot later on. But in the 80s, Slim Goodbody was your 6:30. You know, you catch the end of it before the good shows come on. You catch the last 5 minutes while you're putting your cereal together.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like in the late 70s and like early to mid 80s, they had the weirdest live action like children's entertainment.
Yes.
Like, do you remember Zoobly Zoo?
How could I forget Zoobly Zoo?
And like, when I think about, like, I loved it when I was a kid. And when I think back on it now, I'm like, that must have been real creepy looking with all those people in like the bird suits and like.
Based on nostalgia, they created the live action Lion King musical.
Enough. Yeah.
I mean, it's basically the same thing, right?
Kinda, yeah.
I've never seen the actual Lion King musical. I just assume it's Zoobly Zoo.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Thank you. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
to be fair, though, I was just having a conversation with somebody to completely derail. So I watched an episode of Classic Sesame Street from back in the late 70s.
Ooh.
Because when you have a two-year-old, that's what you do.
Yeah, that's the excuse.
They're all on HBO. Well, she wasn't watching it with me at the time. But the thing is...
She was making you a sandwich.
She was making me a very... She doesn't know how to. They're very heavy. Call back. So the thing about it is they didn't have the formula down yet. They didn't like have the focus groups to explain how learning works.
Yeah.
And so they were just doing whatever crazy weirdness they thought of. And I don't know if I mentioned it on the show already, but it was a feature. It was a little like segment where there were two men, just two adult men having a picnic on the shores of a lake. And they're on it. They pull out the blanket and then they make sandwiches. And they decide, before we eat the sandwiches, we're going to canoe on the lake. And there's a hilarious segment where they can't figure out how to paddle. But then all of a sudden a dog runs over and starts eating their sandwich. So they figure out how to paddle, so they can come back on and chase the dog away. And then they shake hands and eat their sandwich. Because in the 70s, people had no idea how to make children's television. It's one of the strangest segments I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow. Weird.
To your point. So what's up with this X-ray machine, Robert Clark Chan? Okay, hold on. Chan has put Slim Goodbody on the...
No, I have seen this before.
I've never seen this, but I'm in love.
Gina, I got a feeling He's absolutely still single.
Do you call me Gina?
Did I call you Gina?
You call me Gina.
Hey, Gina.
Whoa.
Wow, guys, what a compliment.
We may have just recorded with Gina not very long ago. Fair. And that's exactly where she sits.
Well, all right. Well, I guess all women are the same to you.
How do you explain it then to your wife when you call her Gina?
Yeah.
She gets it.
Gross.
She doesn't get it.
Here's what I want to know. Does she really call weird. You Gina? Wishing that she was actually spending more time with Gina than you.
But like 5-6 years ago, she called me Chan.
All right. No, that's fair. No, get that a lot. That happens a lot.
Eileen, I apologize. I know who you are.
I am doubting this right now.
Hey, thanks for the who would win victory in Sesame Street versus
The Muppet Show. I did that.
That comes up a lot, actually, in my life on a daily basis.
What?
It's a very
that
popular,
one?
Very popular episode.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, I'm leaving you out.
We're talking about a podcast that's not this one.
Anyway, my point is, what is this X-ray machine? Because she stands behind it, you see the functions, and I'm like, okay. Then she leaves the X-ray machine, but you continue to still see the developed functions of her body. How? What?
This machine is magic.
It's magic. It's a magic school bus,
we're on a
Ray.
Yeah, we're on a magic school bus, but she has a magic X-ray machine on a magic school bus.
Everything on the magic school bus is magical. Shit. Yeah.
Guys, you just opened my mind.
You're glossing over the much, much more important thing here.
But what are these big sacks next to the heart?
Those are titties.
Oh, no!
Those are titties. Yeah.
This holds up.
You can call them the lungs, but I think we all know what
titties.
The big sacks next to the heart are.
What really upsets me is I didn't even know what you were talking about, even as you were saying it.
I'm sorry, are there a chest? What do women have things on their chests?
They do?
What?
Since when? So we're going on a field trip, and the bus is going to shrink and go into her body, and I am immediately uncomfortable.
Also, real I put in all caps, strong calves. They do they like go over her entire body, and they're like focusing, and then they like go to her calf. I'm like, nice gams there, Miss Frizzle.
Nice gams.
Dang, you working out?
She is an athlete.
She's been training.
Yeah.
She's been heavy training, you know, lifting weights and running and rowing.
And learning.
Learning.
Yeah.
See, when you're teaching, you never stop learning.
The brain. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's not just about these muscles. It's about this muscle as well.
Wow. Thank you for pointing to the rest of your body first, but then pointing to your head brain.
Podcasting is known as a very visual medium.
Wow.
Guys, the physicality in this room is fantastic.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I got strong calves. I've been looking at all your calves, just so you know.
Thank you.
I won't wear shorts around Chan because he'll judge my calves. I've been letting my calves go. Nothing else,
just
my
your calves.
It's real hard because you have to like isolate just the calves and like work everything else. That's
It's hard.
It's a skill.
It's real difficult. Yes, Eileen.
I had a thought, but then I was laughing, and I was like, I've lost it, but I remembered it now. Because you two men aren't familiar with the Magic School Bus.
No.
But going into people's bodies is a recurring theme.
Okay. Like, makes sense.
This is like the third or fourth episode where they go into a human body.
They make a callback to going into the other kid's body.
Yeah, they go into another kid's body. It's like the first episode ever they go into Arnold's body. And they reference it a lot throughout the series.
That would make, if I was Arnold, that would make me feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think there's also an episode where they go into Arnold's body again, and he's like, not again!
Oh, poor Arnold. Wait, I just want to say, like, when I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, what must the waiver have been like for their parents to sign?
The parents know nothing about this.
I mean, this teacher, God bless her, is very reckless with her students' safety.
I always thought that, like, if I were in this fictional world, I would be the kid that's in the other third grade class.
Just hearing about all the cool shit that's happening.
Just jealous of Miss Chris's
class. And I'm like, this is bullshit.
We visited Incan Temple today. Like,
did a workbook.
I just picture Eileen smoking a cigarette under the stands while the big race is going on.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be on a podcast someday.
Anyway, back to making these flashcards.
Want to talk about this, please, because it is weird, and we've sort of touched about it in other areas of this. It's the weird intimacy of being inside another person's body.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she's real cavalier about it, too. Like, this means nothing to her.
Sure. Yeah.
I got all these children inside me right now.
Yeah. It's like, this is normal to her. That should be a red flag.
And not only is it normal for them, she's just like, get right on inside me, children.
Hop on in.
But she has no compunctions about going into someone else's body either.
Right.
And just going to town. Like, I feel like the after hours version of this is just her just like going in and fucking spray painting people's like livers and stuff and just like doing real freaky shit inside them, you know, mm-hmm. when they're asleep, just like going back and like jerking it behind someone's kidneys and then just like
I'm
taking
gonna fuck
off.
Your goiter.
Like, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Gross.
I never want to hear you say goiter again.
It's a great word, just for the record. Did it upset you?
Yes.
It's a great word. But to be fair, most things I say upset you.
Yeah. If any other person said it, wouldn't upset me.
Yeah. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So they drive into her nose and then into her lungs. And one of the weird things here is the really weird panting sounds as she's like doing a race. She's riding a bike. And so as they're going through her body, the background drop is like, Chan, do you have a little sound drop of this? Because it was pretty upsetting when I was listening to it. And while you're looking for that really quick, did you guys notice a thing? Because I listened to this with headphones on. And one of the things is, because I was on my lunch break at work, I had one ear on, one ear off while I was listening to it. This is a stereo show in that all of the sound effects and music were in the left ear. And all of the voices were in the right ear.
Oh, shit.
And the voices moved around a little bit. But the crazy thing was I had the left ear up as I was listening to it. And it occurred to me halfway through the episode, I was just like, this is so weird that there's no music. And it's just blank dead air as they're like going through. This is weird. I pulled the left ear down and there it was.
Oh, my God. Man. What a weird way to experience it.
Magic school bus tripped me out.
Wow.
Anyway, Chad, did you find the heavy breathing?
I did not mark heavy breathing at any point.
It's basically every part of them while they're driving to the lungs.
It's like right after they go into the nose and then they're like driving through her nostrils down like
the
esophagus and you see like the air flowing like through them or around them and then you hear like.
And I think it was weird because I didn't get the music with it, so it really stood out as they're talking, and the only other thing happening is...
Oh, God!
We're in Miss Frizzle's lungs?
Yeah, you're being frizzled big time.
So all this noise we're hearing must be the sound of her breathing air.
But these tubes are getting smaller and smaller.
Okay,
it's
so
like you wouldn't hear that in there.
No, you wouldn't, except for the fact I was listening to it the way I did had no music. So the only thing is Frizzle's getting air.
Oh, God.
And it was the most... Guys, I recommend you go to our Daily Motion link that we will put online.
No.
Listen to it with headphones and just the right ear on.
Terrible.
It is a horrifying experience.
I don't know things.
No, I'm good.
Guys, no one do this. This was a mistake on my part. okay, so they follow the air that goes into the blood, and then they follow the blood that goes into the heart, and then they follow the blood in the heart as it goes to the very sexy calves, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very exciting. So why are they, so it's a bicycle race.
Yeah.
I have a notion of what bicycles look like. What were those?
They were like some like monster recumbent.
Yeah, and like. They pedaled with their feet, but they also did stuff with their hands.
Yeah. And they like leaned backwards while they were doing it. And I'm sure that's a real bike that was not made up for the purposes of Magic School Bus. But I just assumed because she was riding a normal bike in practice that maybe she'd be, I don't know, riding a normal bike in the race.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some real nerd shit, and I'm into it.
That was a lie. What's next? The hipster one with the giant front wheel that's 20 feet up in
I'd
the air?
I'd be very into that.
That's called a penny farthing.
Oh, Jesus.
You should know these things, Ray.
To be fair, I probably should. How upsetting. There's gaps in my knowledge.
Nothing but gaps?
Nothing but gaps.
We got there, everybody.
Eileen is the killer.
Guys,
and you had to be led there.
Let me pull the dagger out of me right now.
Bam, 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 bam. I did it, everybody. Ray's dead.
I'm dead.
I won.
God bless America. Okay. So before that, Miss Frizzle is going to get disqualified. Or it's going to be because after the race, she messes up. So it's like 3 minutes. And then Janet's like, you're going to lose.
I'm a cunt. My name's Janet and you're going to lose. And I'm a fucking cunt and fuck you.
Even Mr. Sinew, he's just like, all right, well, why don't you, I think you know, stop drinking. I think we're, no, I think we're good for the night. I'm going to get you a lift home, Janet.
She's so belligerent about it.
So mad.
Mr. Sinew, he's a guy. He's going to win easy as fuck.
That just feels like some real internalized misogyny.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Like he's a guy. That's why he's going to win.
I respect him and I don't respect women, even though I am a woman. I'm Janet. My glasses came from Warby Parker, is a store that doesn't exist yet.
Is that a Patty and Selma that you're slipping into?
Maybe.
I mean, Janet takes many forms.
Yes.
I think we can agree with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we learn all about, there's air, there's oxygen, muscles, and mm-hmm. blood. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm halfway to a They Might Be Giants song for children. Miss Frizzle wins because she uses the air and the oxygen to pump her muscles when she needs it. And she takes the bike race. The air was the problem because mm-hmm. she wasn't breathing in the previous event.
Right.
Correct.
At which point, she gets lactic acid. Chan, talk to me about lactic acid.
Happened the best of us.
Wait, what?
Chan, you're the expert in lactic acid. Go ahead.
Yeah, talk about lactic acid.
Fuck you. You always are talking about lactic acid uh-huh. when the camera's not rolling and we're not recording. So,
yeah, no, I
this
say
is your
that
time to
I'm
shine, Robert Clark Chan. Lactic
bone
acid.
Bone tired because I'm around you. It's got nothing to do with the lactic acid in my muscles. It's that you drain the life from people around you, Ray.
I know. Mm-hmm. What a delight. So all of a sudden she like gets leaky muscles, which is the only way I can describe what happened on screen.
It's terrible. I'm furious.
No.
It was so great before you got here.
We did an entire episode, just the two of us.
We were just smiling and
smooth.
Laughing.
Great times.
Good times, everybody.
And then leaky muscles happen.
Well, how would you describe it other than leaky muscles?
That is the worst sketch team name I could possibly imagine.
Ooh, hi, we're Leaky Muscles. Can we get a suggestion, please? Mm-hmm.
Go away. Okay, I heard sandwich. We've all done that.
No.
Come on now, wait a minute, hold on. Now I'm dealing with improv comedians, and
yeah.
I, too, have also done the prov, as
I'm
we call it.
I'm a good improviser, though, Ray, so I don't know, like, I can't
wait
really relate to your experience.
You've never had that crowd that you ask for any suggestion, and literally every, come on, you prostitute, dildo, you never, like, and they won't yell anything that isn't, like, dumbly sexual, and so you just, like, make up your own suggestions, because you're, dildo, I heard woodpecker, okay, let's do a
I'll tell you my trick. When I don't like a suggestion, I'd be like, oh, we just had a suggestion like that a couple weeks ago. That's how I get out of it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, that's a pro move right
there.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Uh-huh.
I would just make up something else entirely. That was clearly not the thing that was said that everybody heard. Because it's a laugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get a better scene than the dildo salesman that I've played 5,000 times.
Yeah, but that wasn't an improv. That's when you were an actual dildo salesman.
Ooh.
Yeah, life's crossed sometimes, Eileen. We're all many people deep down.
All right.
Just like the time that I was actually astronaut Jesus in life.
So moving forward.
In life.
So she's having trouble with the lactic acid. Her muscles are cramping up. And Janet, of course, do you want to give up?
Give up.
Ready to quit, asshole? She's the worst.
She really is.
She is terrible.
Oh, God. So the team inside her body decide we've got these trademarked leaky muscles. What would be the best way to do it? I got it. Mops.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a bunch of mops from the Magic School Bus.
Mm-hmm.
Let's mop up the lactic acid.
It's a well-stocked bus.
Yep.
Yeah. Doesn't work. Not even a little bit. So we need to get new air into the muscles because we're learning.
Oh, my God. Well, where are we going to get air
from? Where are we going to get new air?
Where was that mentioned?
Is there possibly a moment earlier in this episode that referenced new air that we could now tie into here? This is like in Jurassic Park when the kid has trouble with using a seatbelt, and it later comes back in the movie to be a very important plot point. They pumped air into their tires freshly. Now, I would think because it's a magic school bus, tires wouldn't go flat.
It's all a learning experience, right?
The bus had a lesson to teach, therefore its tires went flat.
You're getting to where I want to go.
The bus wanted the kids to learn that like some sacrifices have to be made because the real magic is knowledge.
Is the magic school bus Jesus?
Yes!
Astronaut Jesus. Yeah. Which I was in real life.
So my point is, and where you were just going, magic school bus has omniscience.
Oh, the magic school bus is sentient.
It's sentient. It has a face in the intro I saw very clearly.
Yes, got a personality.
And it knows all timelines like Doctor Strange and can see in the future we're going to need fresh air, ergo, I'll pop my tires.
Yeah.
Guys, I like the show a lot.
Do you not know how teachers work? They have a lesson plan.
Yeah, this is all in the syllabus. They've
already taken care of all of this. This is all pre-planned.
Yeah, Frizzle had that like scheduled out.
Yeah.
Like months in advance.
So is this sort of like Captain N the Game Master? When unbeknownst to us, the team the entire time was in on the gag and had done literal months of preparation leading into this very bizarre journey?
Yes, except this is what teachers do every day.
She's doing her job, Ray. It's
a normal thing for her. So all teachers deep down are Captain N the Game Master?
The important thing here is these kids are actually a metaphor for performance-enhancing drugs.
Seatbelts, everyone!
She is basically taking steroids.
Holy crap.
Like, no, I got kids in my bloodstream. What? Don't test me. Don't test my pee. I'm fine.
Don't test my pee for children.
I just got magic kids in there.
Your results came back. Sally. So weird. Okay, so they get the job done. They pump the air in. It gets rid of the lactic acid, and it's time to come back out. So they start. Now, they put a sense of urgency behind their leaving that I did not understand, because they made it seem like if they didn't get out in a hurry that they were going to murder Miss Frizzle by turning into a giant bus in her esophagus.
Yep, I would have liked that.
What an ending to this episode that would have been. I kind of wanted it, even though I love Miss Frizzle. Can I say, like, she is amazing.
Lily Tomlin, she's Lily fucking Tomlin, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty great. Okay, so the last thing is the obstacle course, right? Near as I could tell. It's like a whole bunch of events, like a tough mudder, if you will.
Yeah. Like a triathlon.
There we go, yeah.
Swimming and then running.
What is the teacherathlon.
This year's teacherathlon.
Into it. So we start off by having, they have to run through tires. So you got to high step through tires. And then you got to swim, because somehow they dug a pool into the middle of this football field.
Yeah, at an elementary school.
At an elementary school. This
totally
holds
normal.
Up. And then they ran out of space. So you just run up the normal stairs of the side of the arena to the exit line. Exit line. That's what they call it, right? In track, the exit line.
Finish line.
Thank you. Also a fine purveyor of shoes. The good part is the magic school bus is on its way from the lungs out her windpipe. And was I the only one unnerved by the vocal cords? They had a close-up shot of vocal cords that they were headed towards. And I was sort of like, don't do it.
It was strange that they made a point to like point them out.
Like, those are her vocal cords.
And then it was a close-up shot. I'm just like,
And then suddenly it was Janet again.
It was, I don't know.
But
to what you said, it seems so out of place.
Yeah.
It's just, here's a detailed picture of vocal cords. Oh, boy. Nobody else has anything to say about it.
I
thought we'd have more to go.
Sorry.
It looked like a weird gate that they had to like thread the needle through to get out.
Yeah, a little Indiana Jones-esque. But again, I'm like, so the actual impetus of them getting out is just to see the end of the race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the race is over and they just could see like, yay, she won.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I kind of wanted that moment where the bus was getting larger as it was leaving her mouth. So there was just a full bus right in front of her by the time she finished.
Well, like, they made a point when it was going in that whatever size it had shrunk to in her hand wasn't small enough to get through one of the vessels in the lungs or whatever.
They got stuck in, like, the ventricle or something.
Yeah, or something like that, yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Because I remember, like, when it was going in, I was like, that's too big. Like, the body's going to be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Instead, they did permanent damage to the lining of her heart.
Yep.
But,
well, teachers make sacrifices for students.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle, rip. She died 2 days later after this.
Oh, man.
But she died a hero, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all right. If you're going to go.
She died eating a hero.
Oh,
it's a big sandwich.
It was a big sandwich.
That's my dream, guys. I knew I had a lot in common with her.
Mm-hmm.
What about a big euro? I just wanted Chad to be mad at me.
That's my secret. I'm always mad at you.
I know. Okay, so we get to the end. Miss Frizzle wins the race. She's trained better than Mr. Sinew, which is a little...
I just don't get it. How could your puny little teacher win against my muscle man?
Well, girl, you don't own him.
Yeah, that's super weird. And to call a teacher my muscle man?
Yeah.
Just all parts of that?
Mm-hmm. So grossly sexual, and I don't like it.
You know who else had a lot of muscles, though? Batman. So let's talk for a moment about that great show, Batman Beyond.
We already talked about that.
Because I got
that.
Two pages of notes. I really hurriedly watched the whole thing. So I'm ready for...
He's so skinny. Like, he doesn't have muscles at all.
Mm-hmm.
Ray was just trying to, like, shoehorn that in.
Original Batman, he worked out a lot. That's his gimmick.
Okay, well, the thing is, one, we already recorded that without you, and it was fine.
Oh.
It was great.
Yeah.
I heard it was actually one of the best episodes we've ever had of the show.
Bad news about that, Ray. Turns out that we could do the show without you.
Yeah.
My secret is out. Okay, so Frizzle wins, and we go an entire recap of all the learning points, because you got to do it. Like, here's all the stuff we learned today, kids. Mm-hmm. We're a PBS show, and blood, and here's air, and mm-hmm. oxygen, yep. and... lactic acid, leaky muscles. Mm-hmm.
Blood, air, and oxygen is another real good improv team name.
The one thing that kind of did piss me off a little bit is that Miss Frizzle pulls an Apollo Creed. If you've seen the original Rocky movie, you guys familiar? Rocky?
Yes.
Apollo Creed defeats Rocky in the first movie, and he immediately tells Rocky at the end of the match, because it was so close, there will be no rematch.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Frizzle, Mr. Sinew's like, I guess I'll get you next year. She's like, fuck you. I'm never doing this again, asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And then she spit in his face, which I thought was a little rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big loogie. And then she left. Guys, I'm kind of mad. Shouldn't she give him an opportunity? Like a second? Like, what do we...
It's not like there's a belt that she's taking away. It's just a vacate. She won a cheap-ass trophy, and next year they'll give a new trophy to someone else.
And it'll be... Dan Marino, obviously.
I mean, you'd think.
He might.
But who knows?
He's got to go back and train some more.
Mm-hmm. There may be some other, like...
He needs to up that cardio.
He's got
to
be injected with steroids by a little fifth grade girl named Janet.
She's just riddled with meth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, magic. Did I say meth?
Magic.
I definitely meant to say meth. Magic.
And this is where we get shirt gag number 3 to tie it in a beautiful bow. Made me happy. I'm not even gonna lie, when they did the shirt gag a second time, I sat with rapt anticipation the entire rest of the episode, being like, are we gonna see a rule of three here? Because when you love the formula of comedy, you're dead inside, Eileen.
I know. I'm very familiar.
But two, you're always looking for Chekhov's gun and the rule of threes.
Mm-hmm.
And if either of those things starts but doesn't pay off, I don't know about you guys. I get viscerally angry.
I do too.
Jan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like structure.
Yeah. I like structure.
I like structure.
Big fan of
it
structure.
It feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice warm hug.
Mm-hmm.
A schedule.
Mm-hmm.
A big sinewy hug.
Okay, but also, if Sinew was the type of man who would bust his tank top 3 times within an afternoon,
yeah.
maybe he should size up. I don't know. I'm just, you know.
Okay.
Buy some new shirts, buddy. I mean, obviously you have to buy new shirts, but buy new shirts in a...
Well, do you know how much teachers get paid? Yeah.
If you could walk into a Ralph's and walk up to, like, one of the clerks there and, like, excuse me, are the eggs over there? And your shirt just goes because you're so jacked full of muscle. Would you not do that every single day, multiple times a day?
No, because shirts are fucking expensive.
Well, clearly those shirts aren't.
Those are cheap ass shirts.
Those are the ones you buy for 50 cents each on Amazon. Pack of 20 for $5.
You go to Hollywood Boulevard and just get stacks of them and they'll say, like, I love California on them. I'm sorry. California, the state. Point both ways. Shirt ripping off.
Dang. Mm. And it's like, oh, an earthquake.
Check this out. Whoa. Doing the wave.
I'm not going to lie. I would live in that moment forever if I was if I was able to do that. I agree. I hate to disagree. No, I agree.
Fair enough.
But also, shirts are pretty expensive. Like, it's a bit like it would get tiresome after a while.
I mean, also, like, and then going back to the whole, like, Janet being super inappropriate, like, if you're the kind of person who's going to be, like, busting a shirt all the time, and this little girl is, like, panting after your ass, like, wouldn't you want to, like, I don't know, dress up?
Mm-hmm.
Clothe yourself?
I mean, probably, yeah. It would get real uncomfortable after a while. But he seems to like the attention.
He does seem to like the attention.
Or he's completely oblivious to it.
He might be so focused on the game that he's not seeing anything else going on.
He's not seeing the players.
Yeah.
Lesson.
Deep.
So that ends the main part of the episode. And what is this phone call video that happened? Does this tie into a bigger Magic School Bus thing?
They do this after every episode of the Magic School Bus, where it's just like a little additional information because they can't include everything.
Yeah, but that's the part with Sinew. There's a little like 45-second bit of people
like
on the phone.
Yeah, that's like introduce the phone segment.
Oh, that's an intro.
Yeah.
Can we hear a little bit of that? Because it was, I thought I was very, I get confused easily, Eileen.
I know. Well, we all know that.
And I got very confused.
Is this the Magic School Bus? Is this the Magic School Bus?
Magic School Bus?
Magic School Bus? You mean Magic School Bus?
Magic School Bus?
Magic School Bus?
Magic School Bus?
So wait, so is the Magic School Bus calling people on the phone?
No, they're calling the Magic School Bus.
Oh, they're calling.
They're calling because they have questions about what they just saw.
Okay. Thank you, because I honestly, when in the moment, I was like, why is the Magic School Bus calling all these kids simultaneously?
No, it's the Magic School Bus hotline!
And like, their caller ID picked up, and they were just like, it just says Magic School Bus. And like, is this the Magic School Bus? And the Magic School Bus, yes. Come to the park, I will eat your soul.
Oh, God!
Oh, no! Whoa. Magic School Bus, stop getting me into Satanism. Yes, I'll go. I mean, this is why I needed an explanation.
Mm, fair enough.
Yeah, so they're calling the school bus.
Yeah.
Because they just watched the same episode we watched, and they're dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just
And they're like, there are some gaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fill in my gaps.
Yeah.
Mr. Sinew.
Nothing but gaps.
Just fill them. Fill them with your hard...
No.
Sorry, that's not those kids. That's Janet.
That's just Janet.
Gotcha. I assume that Janet probably calls Mr. Sinew in the middle of the night and just like... Excuse me? Hello? Who is this? Who is this?
You know who it is, you motherfucker. I'm Janet.
I'm Janet, the four-pack-a-day smoker.
You see, I've come to respect Janet.
I'm only
3 years away from getting my period.
That is mostly upsetting.
No.
Oh Lord. Okay, so they do. So Mr. Sinew is here to take your questions. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I really liked about this segment is he's filling in the gaps. Yep. He's actually like up. He's adding more information to the thing.
Uh-huh.
But I like the way that he's doing it in a way that like people have called him a piece of shit for not like you did it wrong, asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, I know we took some liberties with. The muscles, and we didn't talk about the carbon dioxide. And I'm just picturing some kid watching this at home, some little shithead, some little Janet in training.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, didn't talk about the carbon dioxide. Fuck this guy.
In case you aren't picking up on it, he is 100% talking about young Ray.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Chan, I'm also talking about old Ray. nothing's changed, sir.
Old Ray shouldn't be watching cartoons for kids and complaining about them.
Old Ray watches cartoons for kids while complaining about them at work in front of other adults who will wonder why Ray is watching the Magic School Bus on his lunch break like a goddamn weirdo.
Yeah, no, that's...
You know, I gotta say, the worst experience I had of that for the show was when we watched that Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Oh, God.
Because it was before we was, I got there early. I was watching it on my computer.
It's the only live-action one we've ever done.
Yeah. So, well, Fraggle Rock.
That's... Okay, fine.
But to your point, yes.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's a young girl there in like a kid's show. And
everyone's on like roller skates.
I remember that show. Oh,
I do not.
Oh, you are better than I am for that. So I'm watching it, and I just had like one of my coworkers come up behind me, and he just taps me on the shoulder, like, "The fuck are you doing?" I'm watching Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And he's just like, "All right, dude."
And then he went straight to HR.
Yeah. Oh, undoubtedly. You might notice I'm not at that company anymore.
Okay.
So anyway, Magic School Bus is probably going to get me fired.
Thank God.
Well, then I'll have more time to podcast with you, Eileen.
This is my monkey's paw.
So, I mean, this is a cute bit, odds and ends. And he's talking about, oh, you know, obviously, you know, this is the thing. We didn't really talk about this. Here's some info. We're tacking it on at the end. It's a PBS show, so there's no commercials. So this has to be a longer program. Mm-hmm. So here's just a bit where we just, like, reuse the same animation and show you some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite part of the entire episode. The lizard who's been working out, Lizzie the lizard, the entire time, rips his shirt at the end, and I cheered. You think it's bad enough that I'm watching Magic School Bus in my lunch hour at work in front of everybody? When I cheer during Magic School Bus, it gets weirder.
When the girl lizard rips the tank top.
It's a girl lizard?
Yeah, Liz is a girl.
Oh, now I feel real awkward about
it. You should.
Oh, no. This show is indecent.
Are you turned on by reptile nipples?
I wasn't until this moment. Now I got to go back and watch it again. Hubba hubba, am I right?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay, well.
And that's our show, everybody. We're here. Do we have anything social media we want to plug? Tell people where they can find you at home.
Oh, I don't give out my address to just anyone.
What is happening right now?
Your home address.
Your home address, social security number, mother's maiden name, and birthday.
Don't worry about it. This is a really chill audience. Cool audience. Don't worry about it.
Look, they only show up once in a while, but at least it's at night, so you might be asleep when it happens.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram at AnJayYachtCo. You can also look up The Bagency or Royale. Also check out Ill Advised, which is the new sketch pilot that I shot this summer with Matt Harbert and Stephanie Streisand.
Huzzah! And Stephanie's been on the show before.
She has, yeah.
Matt Harbert has not.
Oh, he has not.
He's good people.
What about it? It's top story people. No, let's go.
He's got two turtles.
Turtles, Chan.
Look, I've known the man for a long ass time. Longer than Top Story, even.
He came to your kid's birthday party.
He did.
Shit.
He got him a gift.
You won't let him on your podcast?
How dare you?
He's a white guy.
He has two turtles.
We have a standing rule in the show that typically I'm the only white guy allowed, and that is barely allowed.
Hmm.
I mean, I basically have to sneak in here every day.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't mean when we record, just every day I sneak in here.
Wow.
It's a thing I do. Huh. Eileen, tell the people something you want to plug.
Oh, so much. Guys, I'm on Twitter. I'm at @I_Lean. You can find me on Instagram at Eileen Mary O'Connell. I perform the first and third Thursdays at the Pack Theater, my team Townies, and also the third Saturdays at the Clubhouse. My team Murder Murder does an improvised murder mystery. And go follow at @urpeachy on Instagram, because that is my day job and I am the social media manager and I make all the memes, and just come say hi.
And you are blowing up on Twitter right now.
I am blowing up.
I dare say, like, every time I see a big tweet of yours, and it's a lot because you're a very prolific tweeter.
Thank you.
You get like hundreds of interactions with random people.
I'm
very popular.
I've peaked. This is the peak right now of my life.
Yeah.
I'm at the top of the mountain.
I feel that every time I do this show.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, there's not much else. But what there is also great, because you can listen to my other show previously mentioned, the Who Would Win show.
Woo!
You can go back and listen to Eileen's Muppets versus Sesame Street episode.
I recorded that on my 30th birthday,
that is
ladies
correct.
And gentlemen.
She came in on her 30th birthday fucking wasted.
I don't even remember it.
Did you get her a gift?
I gave her the gift of a podcast.
Yeah, I got a free t-shirt.
Ooh, you get a free t-shirt. That's right. Your free Who Would Win shirt. Chan, have you gotten your free Who Would Win?
I have not.
Wow. Well,
I feel like we dropped the ball on that one.
Well, I mean, it wasn't your birthday when you did it.
It was my half birthday.
Okay, well.
And if you want a more recent episode, Robert Clark Chan just judged Unicron versus the Death Star.
Ooh.
What a fantastic episode of Who Would Win.
It because I was on it.
Good job, Chan.
Thank you. I'm pretty good.
You can check that out at #WhoWouldWin or at WhoWouldWinShow on Twitter. You can check out this show at G.I. Joe Podcast, the show where we barely talk about G.I. Joe anymore. Because we did most of it, and the part that's left isn't very good. So Chan won't let us do it.
Trying like hell.
He won't let us let you do the last episodes of G.I. Joe. He won't let any white men on the show that aren't Ray, and he only barely lets Ray on.
Yeah, that's the through line of the program. Basically.
He makes great Rice Krispie treats.
So Sultry. Good.
Yeah, I do.
It's a known thing. You can check us at facebook.com/knowingishalfthepodcast, patreon.com/knowingishalfthepodcast. By now, you should have already gotten all your things in. You should have gotten in by September so you can get your free t-shirt. So look for info about that. Robert Clark Chan, do you have a t-shirt update?
I will by the time this thing drops.
Bam, bam.
But of course, we're recording it the day it comes out.
That's the magic of podcasts.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening.
We're definitely recording it the day it comes out. Not on a Friday night where I could be playing Assassin's Creed.
Ooh.
Wait, which one?
Man.
It's Odyssey. Yeah. Well, it's mostly I'm watching Timmy play, and then like he kills an animal, and I go, "You monster!"
What a great Friday night.
It is.
Yeah, I don't blame you for wanting to do that.
Uh-huh.
I wish I was doing that.
I just started playing Civ 6 on this screen here.
It's what?
Pretty nice.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Got that wireless keyboard. I'm living that life.
Oh, hell yeah.
Chan, anything you would like to plug?
Nah.
That's pretty typical.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, Anne, Eileen,
thank
Robert
you.
Clark Chan.
Oh,
you're always here. Me, but I don't get.
You don't thank yourself. How presumptuous.
Thanks,
2 hours late. You're talking
really
about how great you are.
I couldn't have done this without me, because we tried that and I wasn't here for it.
And it was great.
Guys, enjoy the Patreon episode that I'm not a part of. Batman Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
A show I watch. I have some thoughts on it.
No.
I'd like to talk about the ink character.
No.
Surfing on the sound wave, swinging through the stars. Yeah. Take a left at your intestine. Drop your bones right to the sea. Come on in and don't be shy.
Come on.
Just to make your day complete. You might get baked into a pie
on the magic scuba.
Step inside, it's a wild ride.